the huge weekend ahead. Roddy Nabalsi from UGASports.com going to join us at 11:40 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, I've definitely got it. I've got it from a lot of fans in town. They've made it clear going back to, you know, if I would be out in public in April, May. I mean, they made it clear. They take the S off of the team name, you know. So it's a big deal. And so we want to deliver for our fans. I thought they brought a great environment on Sunday night. It was great energy. And I want to see that continue throughout the season.
Kirk Cousins. You can hear it in his voice.
He's passionate about this, baby.
Talking about the rivalry between the Falcons and the Saints. You know, there's two S's, so Aints.
Yeah.
Or Saint.
Yeah.
I think Aints is probably what he meant.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it is. It's this matchup between these two teams. The series is tied at this point.
Yeah, I saw that.
Between the two of them.
I saw that. Whoever, 55-55.
Yeah,
like that, right?
Yeah, 55 all. So whoever wins the game on Sunday has the upper hand by one. Also has the upper hand in the division as well, because you don't want to start losing games to these guys, because obviously you got the Saints on Sunday, then you got the Bucks on Thursday, and then the following weekend you've got the Panthers as well. So you've got three consecutive games against your division, and for all the, you know, whatever it is, well, the rust, guys aren't on the same page, working it out, all the stuff that you would like to have been taken care of before the season started. Hopefully that got taken care of in these first three games.
Yeah.
And it just needs to look better on Sunday against New Orleans. Otherwise, because here's the thing about New Orleans. That offense is explosive. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. That defense is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You go out there looking like you looked offensively against Pittsburgh, or have a breakdown or two here defensively, they'll come in here and smack you.
Yes, they will. Like, they will come in here and run straight through your neck. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is a fun game. You know, the rivalry, a lot of people from, a lot of Saints fans living here in Atlanta. So, I mean, it's going to be a beautiful Sunday too. So it's going to be fun with tailgating and all that other stuff. But yeah, when it's time to get into that stadium and when that whistle's blown at 107 or whatever time it is, it's all about physicality. You know, and it the more physical team's going to win this football game. And we know this. That's what the Saints, especially defensively, their front is physical as hell. Their offensive line, I know they lost their center, but they still want to run the ball, because just like, and a lot like the Falcons, their run game sparks their game, their offense.
Yep.
It does. Derek Carr's one of the best play action pass of his generation.
Yeah.
This dude gets busy.
There's a lot of similarities in what you're talking about between what they want to do offensively and what the Falcons want to do.
Yeah, but he can do a little bit more, because he's a little bit more mobile than Kurt is. But you let him play action pass, they get that run game going, he will bust your head with this new improved offense, and Kubiak Jr., who probably, if they continue to play well, will probably get a head coaching job next year.
Could be.
But this is all about physical. It's about being physical up front. Getting that extra steak or sausage or whatever at pregame, getting your weight up, getting some bricks in your pocket, because it's going to be just like their game was last week. That's why they had so many dudes on IR. I mean, I'm sorry, on the injury report to my Saints, because it was a physical-ass football game they played against Philadelphia. And Philadelphia ended up winning that physicality. That's why they had them two big runs. Saquon found a hole, bam, popped him out.
We've talked about it the last couple of weeks. Couldn't really talk about it week one because he hadn't seen the teams play yet. But Bijan needed to outplay Saquon week two, and he did. Mm-hmm. He did. It was a big part of why the Falcons won that football game. Last week we said the duo of Bijan and Algier needed to outplay the duo that, I mean, they're backups, but the duo that the Chiefs were throwing out there, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
They flat out didn't. The Chiefs were better on the ground than the Falcons were with an undrafted running back.
You know his name.
Yeah, I know his name.
Okay.
Carson Steele. He's on the list. He's a Don Lundstrom All-Star.
Yeah.
That's my grandpa, who was a white running back, for people that didn't listen to the
good.
End of the show yesterday.
It was
awesome.
Good.
He was probably one of the best. But anyway, that's not good. You don't want to get outworked by those guys. And that has a lot to do with their offensive line, of course. But if Bijan's better than Kamara on Sunday, you probably win this football game.
Damn, that's my number two key in the game.
That's okay. You can still say it.
Yeah.
Still, it's two hours. It's two hours away.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of it, though.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously, having the ball more, having longer drives, getting Bijan the ball more, mixing the run and the pass correctly, getting the run established, and then being able to play action off of it. I mean, again, I think the reasons that have been given for why certain guys haven't gotten the ball as much, or why certain things haven't happened as much, are reasonable.
Yeah.
But they also kind of sound like excuses.
I don't think it is one. I think if you have more plays, you're able to give people more opportunities.
You probably would.
But the quarterback can play better.
At the end of the day, like, no one cares about that stuff.
I understand what you're
like,
saying.
Like, Kyle
cares.
Pitts has two catches.
Yes, and that's,
you know what I mean?
Bad. But the thing
well,
about it is,
there's not enough plays. So what? Make more plays.
And that's what we're saying. They got to run more plays to get more guys opportunities. But even that, Andy, even with the opportunities that they have, you got to take advantage of those.
No doubt.
Yeah, even with the opportunities that you're given,
no
you
got to
take advantage
of those. No doubt about it. But again, when the same things are being said, as have been said year after year after year, which is, boy, it'd be nice to get him worked into this offense, the details of it, they're relevant for the sake of the conversation, but they're not relevant for the end of the game result.
No.
Get him the ball
get
more.
Get him the ball more.
Like, what are we doing?
Get him the ball.
The guy had two catches.
Get him the ball more.
Now, I know you had a, again, I understand. There's context to it, and the context in terms of our discussion matters for sure, but you lost the game and he had two catches. Like, that's not good enough. Keep drives going. Get him the ball more.
Get him the ball early, too.
That's my, yeah, get him, hey, maybe get him the ball early. Get him the ball early. Maybe like, feed him. You know what I mean?
Feature him.
Yeah.
Feature.
Maybe. I don't know. Been saying it for 4 years, though, and still haven't. Let's hear a little bit of what happened last night on Thursday Night Football.
Deuce Vaughn is now in there. New set of downs to work with. Prescott will throw it. Left side. It's caught by Lamb. Breaking away. Lamb. Goodbye. Touchdown, Cowboys. Lamb is explosive.
What a boring ass game.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What a Thursday Night Football game.
But I tell you, I mean, if something happened to CeeDee, they are blank out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they threw it to him. They tossed him the ball out the backfield.
They,
he was so good yesterday.
They featured him.
Exactly. They got him the ball anytime they could. Malik Nabers was balling early, but he got the concussion on the sideline. But, yeah, Daniel Jones, I mean, you get a free play, you underthrow the dude that's wide open, and the ball gets picked off. Now, it was a free play and everything. They could do it. And I'll give Dallas credit. Boy, Dallas' run defense, they stepped up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They were in the backfield. They were pushing the line of scrimmage. Now, their biggest issue is they lost their two best defensive players.
Yeah.
Two of the three. They lost both of their edge rushers. Micah Parsons and D-Law went down. And D-Law's didn't look good because he went down with the foot. Obviously, Micah got rolled up. But, yeah.
What happened to Micah Parsons?
Micah was coming over the center. And he was getting pressure, and the pile kind of fell on the back of his legs.
Because they had to cart him off.
Yeah, it fell on the back of his leg. And so that's I mean, they're in trouble.
I mean, that's that.
If those two dudes are gone,
yeah.
Oh, they have no shot.
Goodness.
They have no shot. But they barely won against a sorry-ass Giant team.
Yeah, they did. It was just a rough Thursday night. It was a field goal contest.
Yeah.
That kicker for the Cowboys keeps making long ones.
Dude, he got a boot.
Brandon Aubrey's a monster.
He got a boot.
Another 60-yard field goal.
He got a boot.
And with Tucker kind of struggling right now,
yeah,
he's the best kicker in football.
Tuck's missed three kicks already.
That's very unusual.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a whole season for
man.
Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
That's weird. All right, here's Kirby Smart talking about playing big games.
Well, I think the emotions can be good as long as you're not emotional. And when you play in big games, when you come to the University of Georgia, you sign up for that. And this is certainly one of those. But there'll be a lot of big games this year the way our schedule sets up.
Yeah, I mean, this is the biggest game because it's right now. But, I mean, you look at down the road, I mean, they got plenty of big games. And most of them are on the road away from
Yeah, there's a chance that they play 1-2 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
If they win this game and Texas keeps on, then that game – technically will be bigger eventually, I guess. But, yeah, this one's the biggest now.
Yeah, man.
And I love that. It's good to have emotions. It's a big game. You're going to feel emotion, but you can't be emotional.
No, you can't.
You can't let it get the best of you.
And that's the thing, you know, and I was, especially when I was younger, like that would happen sometimes. You're just so hyped and so emotional and so ready and so charged up. That one, you get tired after the first damn play because you got all you're putting all your energy and everything. I mean, it's all about it's a pace. But it's not a pace. It's a physical pace where, you know, you got to play 70 snaps. You can't just, you know, after one play, you make a catch on the first play of the game and you hooping and hollering.
Yeah.
And then, hell,
you're exhausted for 10 minutes.
Exhausted for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you take the whole damn quarter off, man. But, yeah, this is going to be a hell of a football game, man. And I anticipate it's going to be like late fourth quarter, one possession, maybe the last team that has the ball type football game, man. And you're dealing with two equally matched. You can – maybe point somewhere where they might have an advantage, point somewhere where Georgia has an advantage. But, I mean, these are two of the premier teams in college football,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a situation. We know, we talked about it, Nick, it's going to be a whole love fest all weekend down there with Nick Saban, rightfully so, as it should be.
Rightfully so.
It's going to – have you found out who the guest picker?
No, I don't. I haven't heard yet.
But, no, it's going to be like that, and Georgia's going to a place
if you thought the Jason Kelce Monday Night Football broadcast on ESPN was Eagles-centric
–
just wait for what Saturday is going to be like for Saban.
If they have, what if they play the music and Nick gets up and dance like Jason?
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
I love it.
That'd be
awesome. If he had a velour, yeah, like a crimson velour suit
that'd
on?
That'd be awesome.
With a
but
necklace.
They have to, but I mean, and we're trying to decide because one site says Alabama's favorite, one site says Georgia's favorite, but whatever it is, it's like Alabama don't lose there.
Yeah, you know, it's the first time that Alabama at least was installed as an underdog. Yeah. I know that the betting can sway it, but was set as an underdog at home since 2007.
Bama don't lose there.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you are Joe Burrow and them and go in there, and obviously
Texas
went in there one last year, so you can win in there, but you got to be one of those
teams.
Right,
it happens, but you have to be. Yeah. They were the national champions.
Yes.
Texas was in the playoff.
You got to be one of those.
You have to be one of the four best teams
because,
in the country.
You know why? Because Alabama is one of those.
Yeah, but you know what Georgia is?
One of those teams.
One of the four best teams in the country.
Yes,
something about the public loving Alabama so much kind of confirms the way that I was leaning
but
on this one.
I mean,
there is a lot of unknown because the season is so young.
Yes.
And the advantages that you think might be there may not actually be advantages.
But
the thing that has to be an advantage, and I don't know if it is, we'll find out tomorrow night. Georgia has to have an advantage at quarterback. They have to.
Damn it, and you're taking all my damn keys.
I don't know if they do, though.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know if they do.
But they got to play.
I think Carson Beck's probably a better pro prospect. That's fine. That doesn't mean he's a better college quarterback.
That's
you know what I mean?
Absolutely correct, man. But it's going to be fun. I cannot wait. Too bad I got to wait all damn day to watch it. But it's going to be a fun.
Hey, luckily we got a little appetizer for you tonight.
Yeah, man. The Canes are playing.
That's right. Yeah, Miami, Virginia Tech. Probably be a better game. Certainly more watchable game. God, Washington Rutgers tonight.
I bet it's a good game.
Oh, I bet it'll be a good game.
I
bet it'll be a close game. I don't think it'll be fun to watch.
What's the line on?
Rutgers favored by 2.5.
Oh, okay.
Get the little home field kick.
Home field.
It's hard to go to Piscataway on a Friday night.
Everybody knows that.
I think it's literally hard to get there, and no one wants to go.
That'd be,
the game's going to suck, man.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's going to be packed.
It's going to
be
horrible.
Rocking.
I bet the final score of that game is going to be something like 17-15 or something like that.
Yeah,
it's going to be grimy. I don't have any faith in them. I don't think they're very good, but I hope they win.